Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy hump day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. And we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, finally, confirmation has come from the folks over at Apple. Get ready for a big event coming September 15th. That is the event where we are expected to see some new Apple merchandise. That being maybe a couple of Apple Watches and possibly an updated iPad. Now, just like all things 2020, ain't nobody going to be at this event. It's all going to be virtual and will be available on Apple's website, or you can actually live stream the thing through YouTube. Yeah, that surprised me too when I seen it. Now, I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, although we did hear some rumors that maybe this thing would be pushed to October. But Apple is keeping with tradition, at least since 2012. That is when the company's been holding its annual iPhone press conferences, and those are usually on either a Tuesday or a Wednesday of every month. Well, from Apple, we got to go over to Google now, of course. So Apple says, they're going to announce something. Hey, Android, we've got something already. It's called Android 11. That's right, Android 11 actually officially launched yesterday. Took a while, though. It's been beta for months. But what is a nice surprise to see with Android 11? It ain't the Pixels that are going to be just getting it. Yes, the latest operating system won't be hitting just Pixels. It's also coming to the OnePlus, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Realme, too. Now, of course, with all the betas that have been coming and going over the last few months, we pretty much know all the features of Google's new Android 11 operating system, basically adding a whole bunch of new functionality and making it easier to manage your phone. Probably the biggest change, however, though, in Android 11, the way it handles conversations. It's going to do this now by grouping notifications by messaging apps, and it'll do all that out into its own section in the drop-down notification shade. Now, even though Android 11, of course, will be launching on several phones now, there are a few things that, of course, that will remain exclusive to Pixels. The biggest one of those being AR location sharing. And finally, well, we went from Apple, we went to Google. Who's next? Oh, yeah, Microsoft. I guess Microsoft looked around today and said, ooh, crap, I guess everybody's announcing stuff today. What do we got, guys? Well, how about a new Surface? So that's what Microsoft has brought us to the table today, a smaller 12.5-inch Surface laptop. Actually, this looks like it's going to be hitting the holiday market. As far as what we do know about the smaller Surface laptop, 10th generation Core i5 processor, 64 gigabytes of storage, and 4 gigabytes of RAM. Judging by those specs, you can kind of see that the target will definitely be students. It also won't be running the full-blown Windows 10 experience either. It will be Windows 10 in S mode. Probably the best thing about the smaller Surface laptop is the smaller price, too. We're hearing it's currently going to be below $500, so more than likely $499.99. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, get on over there and check it out today for all the BTN shows and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. We're also on Facebook, too. Give us a like over there at British Tech Network. We'd love for you to follow us and check out all of our tweets on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our community and join in the fun today, where there's always great conversations going on at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be away for your Thursday edition tomorrow. Sorry, boys and girls. We, however, though, will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.